Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Spike on the Mic Show with the lovely Bill Schmutz. The wildly popular Dr. Captain Clark. P.W. Fenton and his magic noisemakers. The voice of reason himself, Steve. And starring the award-deserving voice of the people, Spike on the Mic.
Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Programming note. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia, Pin Chasers. We are at the place called Pin Chasers. Let me make sure to do this right so we don't hear any more background sound. I am that guy known as Spike on the Mic. This is going to be an award-deserving show. We are, ladies and gentlemen, the people's choice. We are, where's my notes? My notes are missing. I had this all set, ready to go. We are the Picasso of radio. You know why? Because every week, you hear something new. As when you stare in a Picasso painting, you look at it and like, hey, I didn't see that last time. If somebody goes to a museum more than once, you know, a week. Because I'm figuring you go there one time, you don't see it. Also, this show has been also been mentioned to be like a kid on a toilet. We are inviting. If a kid's on a toilet, if you knock on the door, they're going to say, come on in. So just think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are the kids on the toilet. We are the Picasso of radio. And we need some internet popping with Crisco so I can get on my chat line. You guys can play. You can hook us up and listen to us on the internet. I'm stumbling because I'm falling. But forget that. Let's just make the show happen. Straight in my peripheral vision. My gosh, straight in my peripheral vision. I'm so happy that it's here because there was a chance that I was going to be lonely. But I won't be because in my peripheral vision, we have the man that was homeschooled. He was doctored. He's also had a boat. And he's also a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like Zach Townsend's inability to remember what date he was supposed to be a guest on this show.
Oh, yes. To be reiterated later on. We should talk about that later. In your direct left, right of your peripheral vision, we have the man who's putting the new sounds in our eardrums, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds throughout eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm stuck on this toilet seat.
Well, without further ado, you can go straight to your peripheral vision.
Oh, yeah.
Where things are normal. The only reason we're here is because of this man, this next sound you hear through your eardrums. We call him the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like ice to the bottom of Zach Townsend's cup until he turns it up just a little bit higher and taps it.
You are a meathead.
Ice in your face, Zach Townsend.
What the studio audience doesn't get to see is when Steve says these incredibly strange things, this really pleased with himself look on his face afterward.
It's late.
Nailed it.
Got it. Yeah. He did.
Well, you see.
Another home run.
Here's a picture of Zach Townsend. He lifts the cup up.
Yeah. We got it.
The bottom of it. The ice splashes in his face.
Huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how I'm sticking. Like that ice.
Okay, so Dr. Captain Clark, who are you sticking like? Zach.
His inability to remember his commitments to appear as a guest on a show.
It wasn't Zach Thompson.
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
Thompson. But the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I just put
ice. He's piling on.
I just pushed ice in his
face. Yeah, he just said, oh, you didn't show up for our show tonight? Guess what? Here's some ice in your face, chump.
Oh. Well, Pete, voice of reason, thank you for being here because you are here. But you can also go straight to your peripheral vision and see the man who doesn't need an introduction, so we just call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like accuracy to the announcement of the Best Picture Award in the Academy Awards.
Yes. I think that was a faux pas, a flub, and a mess up.
A flux pass.
Yeah.
Flux, maybe it could have been a flux capacitor.
It could have been a flux capacitor.
Perhaps. I was actually
There was a flux capacitor there.
An impending Emmy nomination for Bill Paxton for Training Day, but I thought that may be insensitive.
Too soon.
Too soon.
That's why I went with the Academy Award.
Game over, man. Game over.
I don't know who Bill Paxton is. That's the guy that played the Hulk?
He passed away.
No, he played he was in Aliens. He was in Terminator.
Apollo 13.
Twister.
Yeah. He was in that tornado chase.
Weird
movie.
Science.
Yes.
You'd know if you saw him.
Oh, if I seen him, I would know who he is. All right, well.
Has it become the new thing that award shows get jacked up? Because the Grammys were a disaster, too. With microphones not working.
Yeah.
So why do we have these award shows if they can't do them correctly?
They figured this way someone would actually talk about them, so this is why they screwed it up, because honestly, I didn't know anything about that till today.
So it's
really? I saw it live. It was pretty exciting.
So it's like America's funniest award shows now. It's just like, you know, some guy comes on a tuxedo and a toddler hits him in the nuts with a baseball.
Oh, I love those shows.
Apparently it was the second lowest ever rated Academy Awards, so...
You know how Kimmel likes to play pranks, right?
Yes.
You think possibly he might have been the...
No. No, actually, he looked the most embarrassed on the stage.
If he was the cause of it, he should.
But you know, aside from the best movie thing, they also put somebody's picture up in the In Memoriam section.
Yeah.
Who is still alive.
But, oh, serious?
But they used the name.
Yeah, the name of the person was correct, but they used the wrong picture for that person.
Right.
Who, imagine, was probably sitting at home going, hey.
It was a friend of the person.
Yeah, they knew the person.
Really?
How do you get that wrong?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
How hard is that to get right?
I know.
Was the guy tall or short?
It was a woman. She was short.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well,
yeah.
We okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, we are? Yeah. Okay.
not that this show is that type of show, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the Spike on the Mic Show in our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia.
Yeah.
We talk about things in the
past.
Things in the
present.
And things in the
past?
Yes.
Yes.
We got it again.
Oh, my God. We almost made it.
Future.
We were rounding home.
I have a lot of things to do, future. So I can't really.
Future.
The Spike on the Mic
Show. Future.
The show that's not afraid to talk about embarrassing things as long as it happens to white people.
Yes. Who said white people?
Short people.
Oh, whatever. Short people.
Yeah. Short people.
Yeah, that's
don't
different.
Don't want no short.
Really. You know, they even made a song about it as PW was swinging, singing.
Yep.
All right, so
you were swinging?
I was swinging.
Yeah. Still?
Yeah. Kind of.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can always play with us. You can always give us a call.
Or not. Just saying, there's options.
Yeah, you don't have to.
We had an excellent phone call last week. I have to admit, as much as I hate the phone calls,
right?
The gang from the Spicoli show, the Spicoli TV show, called. Excellent. Phone call. It was beautiful.
It was.
All ever.
Yeah.
It was
much
the best
appreciated.
Call. No, but you can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Actually, we've had two phone calls that were good in the last month.
Yeah.
When our illustrious sponsor from Game Day Metrics called, that was a good call.
That was a good call.
Yeah. So
when Billy called, like a couple of
when
weeks
Billy
prior
called,
to that.
Yeah. I count Billy as more than a – she's more like a cast member than a caller, though.
Whoop.
Oh, God.
Speaking of that, now we get a phone call.
Oh. Just
you said that, really. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Long and slow.
Long
well, that
and
could
slow.
Be the favorite position to be in. Well, yeah. The position is it really?
How do you stick slow?
You stick down, but don't stick up.
Oh, long and low.
Yeah.
Okay, caller. Well, listen, this is a caller-driven show. We love hearing from our listeners and our callers. Mm. So, what would you like to educate us on?
We want to know why Spike never remembers anybody's name.
That's a good question.
Okay. Well, that's not
because
exactly
it ain't
true.
Cool to do so.
No, that's not exactly true. Whatever name he makes up the first time, he remembers forever.
But the actual name, though,
yeah,
is...
Yeah, no. That's he'll never remember your real name.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that, Spike? Right. The caller wants to know.
Okay, well, here, I'm thinking, all you guys have history with me. All you riffraffs in the shipping container, you guys have history with me, correct?
Yeah, but we're not calling in to ask the question.
But this caller, I think he's generating history of me, or he's heard of me before, and he knows that all short women are named Lisa.
That's true.
That's easier because in my world...
No tall women are named Lisa?
No.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, well, because in my world, it's easier just to say that because I have so much I want to expound from my mind, and I don't want to waste time with names because they're impersonal.
Yeah.
Right?
Names are impersonal. Is that? Can I quote you on that?
Names are impersonal. Yeah,
names are impersonal.
So caller,
expounding things from your mind is important.
Yeah.
So caller, do you feel what I'm putting down?
Yeah, I got you. You might know my name. I'm short, but I have a tall name.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Leroy.
That's close.
Close.
No. I'm gonna go with Antonio or Anton, one of them, something like that.
Anton. See, you got it. See, he remembers names.
So wow.
He messes with that.
You were this close to being called Lisa, just so you know.
No.
Yeah, you got a 50-50 shot of being Lisa.
Yeah.
No, because your name is tall. So I have an infinity. I don't know if that goes the right path.
An infinity?
An infinity, which is
affinity.
It's like parked outside.
No limit to how many names you get wrong.
No. He said affinity.
No, it's the one that's parked
affinity.
Outside.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What's that, an infinity?
Sure.
All right.
I was wrong.
An infirmary.
A Nissan affinity.
All right. So caller, what we're doing is we're sitting around here in the shipping container, and we talk about things in the...
Past.
Things in the
future.
It's, okay, call it. We talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. And what we do, we solve the world's
past.
Problems.
No, we... Well, and we and, did that already.
And we try to educate the listeners out there. Okay? So I don't know where you're doing or where you're going, but...
But you're on the show now.
Yes, you made the track.
You're in it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Give me something, Spike, and I'll respond.
Oh, we were going to ask you what the first topic was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is straight up. We hadn't gotten to our topics yet.
Yeah. Are we going there?
Yeah, we're going there right now.
All right, here we go.
Well, looks like we're going to begin the show with a topic as opposed to mentioning our sponsors who make it possible to be on the air, but screw them, I guess.
Yeah, we'll come back because we have a caller on the line.
Sorry.
This is a caller-driven
show.
Hey,
I can't help with the topic-changing music guy says. Yeah.
We want callers more than sponsors.
Yeah, and I'm saying we don't want to run up the caller's minutes.
No, of course not. Oh, you might be using his minutes.
Yeah.
Who has a phone that still has minutes?
Our callers, for the most part.
Him and Spike talk to aren't nation.
Yeah, I mean,
and one of our cast members has a flip phone.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably up to 50 cents already. 10 cents a minute.
Well, this is the end of the month, so I guess you get new minutes every month.
Yeah, that's,
or maybe he has rollover.
No, 10 cents a minute.
What if you have rollover minute?
Yeah. Oh.
That is it.
We are free with every new AOL disc that you upload.
That's right. So.
That is a good one. All right, so caller, if you my holding on, we're going to give you this. We call this talent. We did call this topic compelling explanation.
Compelling explanation.
Compelling explanation.
Right. In Seattle, Washington. All right. This real estate agent.
Are we going to stay in Seattle, Washington?
In Seattle, Washington, this real estate service realtor agency will not return the late Dennis Hansel's security deposit.
What happened to Dennis
For
Hansel?
One reason. Okay, caller, why do you think they didn't return his security deposit?
Well, you just said the late.
What do you say, caller?
Well, if he's is it because he's tall?
Okay, that's a good answer.
That's possible.
But no PWs?
Oh, he's dead. You just called him the late.
He didn't show up in time to get a security deposit.
No, he's dead.
Smarts?
I wasn't listening, so I'll say I guess they don't want to.
No, you're right. Okay, the guy.
I was listening, but I didn't understand.
Yeah.
That should be on your T-shirt every week.
That's right. All right. Instead of gravy.
Wait a minute, Clark. Did you understand?
I'm going with PW, and I'm going to say it's because he's dead. He's not entitled to his...
If you look closely, it is actually spelled out in stains.
Oh. Yes. I just thought that was just random mustard.
Okay. No. The late Dennis
There's gravy, though, too.
Who I don't think he was tall. His family is trying to get his deposit back.
Yeah.
But the rental agency is refusing to do that because he... did not give them proper notice that
before he died.
That he's making the apartment available.
Well, so he's supposed to give him a call and go, "Hey, I'm. It's 30 days. I'm going to be dead soon. So
I need my deposit back."
Yeah.
It's a good thing that you don't have 6 weeks to live because I'm sorry, we'd charge you for the extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got to be out of there. We got somebody else coming in that's going to die in that apartment.
But the department rental agency says. The guy had cancer. We knew he had cancer.
Okay, so he knew he was.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, hey. So you partying over there, caller?
Are you doing the dishes?
No, I'm walking in and out of the door.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it sounds like
sense.
You're stuck in like a rubber raft and trying to get out is what it sounds like.
Wow. That would be a big bottom.
Yeah. That goes back to what a blind person might do because Steve's excited.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Steve, your T-shirt looks like a condiment menu for people who can't read. Like there's some mustard there. There's some gravy.
Yeah.
I think there's some ketchup and mayonnaise.
It's kind of hard to see that on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm describing.
That's how we're describing it. Yeah.
So, like,
how does that work? Do they
like, just point.
The shirt?
Yeah, they just point and go, I want that yellow one on my hamburger.
Yeah, what would you like on your hot dog, sir?
And then Steve goes to the back and shows him, like, hey, he pointed at the mustard. So,
just curious how it got on the back, though.
Caller, you subjected yourself to all this. I hope we are educating your mind. We're widening your peripheral vision.
There's more stains than fabric in that shirt at this point.
This seems like it's no different than the average conversation at lunch.
Okay, so now full disclosure, right. This is
a dead guy.
A dick. No, this is
the caller.
Yeah,
the caller's alive.
Short guy that sounds or that name sounds tall.
Yeah, this is a short guy that I work with.
And he's in the Gulf of Mexico waiting to be picked up by a helicopter in a rubber raft.
In a rubber raft.
Or he's going in and out of the place.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One
So tall guy. I mean, yeah, tall name. Oh, that's all you stuck now.
Tall name.
Tall name. Stand still.
What was that?
I'm like a sheep.
He also has ducks.
I'm going to go back to my rubber raft theory.
Lisa just walked out the door, so that's why you heard the door.
Oh, okay.
Does Lisa have a voice like an intercom at a used cars dealership, though? Because that's what.
Is this guy white? Is he
Italian?
Just
the average short woman.
Okay. All right.
Would you ask Voice of Reason?
Is he white or is he Italian?
He's short.
Is he Italian?
Yeah. Is he white or Italian? That was the two choices?
Yeah.
Can't be both? Has to be one or the other?
All right. Wow. Well, that was too racial.
Is it black or white?
It's only two kinds of people in this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tall or short.
Things blank people like.
Get together.
Say that again. Tall guy, short guy?
What if tall and short get together?
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
You got beige?
Mocha?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Mocha?
It's tort.
Yeah. Get one in a medium, people.
Yeah. Oh, a tort, huh?
Yeah, then it'd be medium.
Medium.
Yeah, cafe con leche, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Anton, we thank you for playing on the show. You know, you're always welcome to come here. We love to stick a microphone in your mouth if you live in the Tampa Bay.
You're not sticking it in my mouth, but maybe
a front. I'm saying.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. So, I mean, I don't know if your minutes are high, but we're going to go ahead and finish up the show. You can listen in and participate on our chat line or, you know, that other stuff.
Yeah.
That other stuff.
Yeah. All right. I got Larry the Ice Cream Guy. All right, my brother. Thanks for calling, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye.
One. All right. So I'm sorry, Eddie. We got Eddie and. Ooh.
Funicula?
Donuta. I don't know if that's the old name.
Donuta.
Donetta.
Donetta sounds like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we got Larry the Ice Cream Man says hi. How you doing, Larry and Eddie? How you doing, guys? This the show.
Larry, how many of
shout out to Larry?
How many of the stains on Steve's shirt are your fault, Larry the Ice Cream Man?
He will hit us up in a
minute. Yeah.
Right. So you guys.
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh, does it, Steve?
Yeah, but I can't tell it here.
Why?
Well, thank
Why
you
could
for
you
bringing
not?
It up.
This show is off the chain tonight.
I mean, there's
what are your you shirt about? Has stains on it.
Huh? Shirt does
what are you
not
talking about?
Stains,
huh? We just had a fabulous topic, a wonderful phone call.
All we need is to recognize our sponsors.
Yeah,
we'll have a show on our hands.
Speaking of which, let's do this.
That's not the sponsors.
What is happening?
You can tell.
Yeah.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
Wow, we got a lot of sponsors.
All right, two things I got to say. We want to give a big shout out to Radio St. Pete because the message boards, the message board said that we are Radio St. Pete, and our audio boom is now being taken over and bought by what's the name of that thing that's big and something.
A whale.
No. No,
that's wrong. Whales aren't big.
A house.
No, oh, house is a good one.
Yeah.
No, what's that damn thing that's on the internet? That's on that all the
a train.
It's radio.
Future.
Amazon.
Future.
Yeah.
Future.
Amazon is close.
Okay.
Google.
Echo.
AOL.
No, they do music.
LOL.
What's the name of the radio station?
Spotify. Pandora.
Okay, if you keep talking.
iHeart.
iHeart. That's it. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
iHeart.
I think a whale is probably bigger than
that. That deserves it.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Wait. So what's that mean? So we'll be on iHeart Radio.
Yeah. So now you'll be in the future. iHeart Radio
is that Clear Channel?
Originally was, but it's a multitude now.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So now they're buying up everything. So they're taking over all the new iPad. Not iPad. What are we? iPods.
We're not an iPod.
We're not those either.
iHeart actually has nothing to do with Apple, but they did grab the I in front of it because it was such a popular intro.
I see what you're saying.
No, they are requiring all
I
the audio video stuff.
Don't get it.
So PW and I both got an email from Radio St.
Well, why didn't we get the email?
You're
looking at my email?
Nobody.
I'm on the show.
I know, but, you know, this is okay, let's get back to the show.
Yeah.
Steve?
This is sort of a change of the subject, but I've been trying to work this in for like about a year and a half now.
Oh, God help us.
And now is not the time then.
Okay. I think it might be the Game Day Metro Tour.
Metric.
Okay, good. Whew.
Okay, explain. Go ahead. You're dying to explain. Go ahead and do it.
No, I just.
You had the show killer button.
I just thought maybe we'd been saying it wrong for about a year and a half now.
Steve, you ever walk through Home Depot wearing the shirts that you do and have people stop and go, you know, that'd be a lovely pick color for our baseboards?
Oh, yeah, that would be. Hey,
because you have a variety of stains on your shirt of different colors.
Wow, this is
yes.
Weird.
He's no longer the voice of reason. He's Steve the Color Swatch.
You ever go to Home Depot and they tell you to go home?
I'm pretty sure it's the Game Day Metro Tours.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Why metric?
Why not?
Okay.
Game Day Metric?
Hey,
tour?
So on our website,
it's like
because
it's a type of measurement.
Their races aren't centimeters.
Yeah.
On our website, it says that we are a winner of the 2017 Peabody Award for radio coolness.
Oh, it doesn't.
For radio, it does say.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
It doesn't.
It got an award
for. Yeah, it's
the Peabody Award.
For radio coolness.
There's an actual golden.
For radio system. Coolness?
Yeah,
radio
coolness. They must listen to
a. That's a category of award?
That's previous. Not a reference to my shirt.
They must listen to a previous show.
Well, you won the award for most stains, so.
The Peabody Award.
Well, if you guys can say.
They meant that literally.
Do your shirts make like a cracking noise when you try to fold them because they're coated in spackly type stains?
I spend hours and hours trying to get show prep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always worried about that.
And
why?
You illegal aliens in shipping containers come in here and just talk about stuff that's not part of the show prep. Y'all get on the Voice of Reason shirt.
As long as we're not from Syria and Iran, we're okay.
Do you see one stain on my shirt?
I see so many stains.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. No, it looks tie-dyed, you know.
This is not part of the show.
There really isn't.
Okay, we had two listeners now.
Like Ty are, mustard it.
Even
more.
My mom is signing off.
She signed off on you a long time ago.
Yes, really.
Oh.
That's
all right. Goodbye, goodbye, sweetheart.
You just called your mom sweetheart.
What is that?
Okay. What is that?
I can't believe
this. What relationship
do
you have with his mom?
Okay, so next week when I come busting in this mother trucker
with
no show prep, y'all better be ready to just keep talking.
Speaking of your family, how's Princess
what topic
Brown?
Are we on right now?
We're topic number one still.
Brum, bum, bum,
what country is Princess bum, Brown in right now?
Oh, yeah, she's back into the country now.
She's back in America?
Back into the country, yes. Yeah,
so. She coming on the show again soon? She was a wonderful guest.
She was.
She actually came and sat in?
Yes, like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
You remember that, huh?
No, I got the gift up. I don't remember shit.
Oh, I think it was MLK Day because I was sick.
Oh, that sounds right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a month ago.
What topic are we going to next?
Steve Staines for 100.
Yeah, we need to change. Right. Topic changing music.
All right.
Well, let's try actually having a topic this time. I don't know what it is, but we're going to find out.
Hey.
You ever thought of getting a stain that looked like Jesus on your shirt?
And then people would line up to look at you in your shirt. It's a miracle.
I actually do have a smiley face stain on a T-shirt.
I bet you do.
Okay, yeah. You guys understand we did topic changing music, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means?
Yeah, we're talking Jesus now.
You're talking,
yeah, it's
talking,
Jesus.
Talking topic to be changed.
We went from stains to Jesus.
No, not Jesus, but there's like a little smiley face. I actually...
You still got to talk close
to the microphone. You got to talk to the microphone. How long you been here?
I actually had two dots on it, and I just went ahead and went with some olive oil. Did a
oh, that's good.
Smile underneath.
Yeah, because the olive oil lasts long. It really does.
It lasts forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been requested from our chat line to take control of the show. All right. I need to take control of the show. All right. We did the topic changing music, so now it's time to.
He's got emojis in the form of stains on his shirt.
Should he use Popeye instead?
Okay.
Yes. All right. This topic.
This is a new segment that I'm trying to introduce into the
show. Okay.
It's called.
Let's get back on.
The
focus.
Top five.
Oh, instead of olive oil.
Yeah.
The top five things.
Oh.
From me. Now, every week, we're going to dole out the responsibilities. So, I'm going to do top five things. Next week's going to be Dr. Calvin Clark.
Oh, good.
From bottom to top, my top five sandwich joints. You guys' opinion.
These are your favorite sandwich restaurants.
My top five sandwich joints.
Starting
with the least.
Number five.
Least to the best.
Yes, least to the best.
And we're allowed to comment? How?
Please.
Okay.
You can tell me how you feel about
my
top five.
Sure. Okay, good.
Number five.
Yes.
I love me some Checkers.
Checkers
is the one with the drive-thru on both sides.
Yep.
I don't see Checkers as a sandwich. I see it as a burger joint.
Well, a lot of people define burgers as sandwiches.
They got bread in it.
So.
Yeah. They got bread. Yeah.
What is bread?
It's kind of hard to describe.
Really.
I have to go on record as opposing this choice because I hate Checkers.
Why?
Wow.
Because I think it's the worst of all the fast food
and
restaurants.
I
used to be a big fan, actually.
I've only seen six close down for health department violations, so it's not like it's a...
Yeah.
I go through there all the time when I'm coming down from my favorite watering hole, O'Brien's.
Yeah, it's right there. We know they probably had the window. It's named the Spike Window after.
Done.
I think Checkers used to be the best, and I really like Checkers. And something has happened over the last couple of years. Their quality has gone way down, and their service is awful.
Oh, okay.
I actually like
I'm not a fan. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
I'm not, thank you.
I'm not calling for it to go out of business.
I don't like it. Well, then how about voice? You looking perplexed.
Well, all I know is I got a call from Checkers last week, and they want to be a sponsor.
Oh.
You know, when I get a Checkers, though, I get the chili dog. I do like the chili dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, the chili dog's really good. And the french fries, excellent. All of the shakes and sodas.
I'm not a fan of the extra lard.
And the prices are reasonable.
They're very reasonable price.
Very reasonable price. All right, how
about
number four?
Out there.
Those french fries are so greasy you can see through them.
No, you think about
them. Oh, boy. And
number four. How about my number four? And you guys on the chat line, you're going to tell me whether I'm right or wrong. Please
now,
help me out.
Number four.
We already know you're
does
wrong.
That mean we're going to lose another sponsor?
This means you think they're better than Checkers.
Wait a minute. These are
the
my
next
favorite.
One's better than Checkers.
Yeah, next one better Checkers. Wendy's. Wendy's, they started out good.
Mm.
They're better than they're number four over
I'll allow that.
I love their coffee, oddly enough. I like the fact that they make a baked potato.
Yes, that's kinda, a nice option.
Yeah, that's a nice little get down.
Their burgers, however, are boiled. They taste like boiled burgers to me.
And I've been told that the chili is made out of those boiled leftover burgers.
But I thought when I was in school, I had a friend that worked there, their hamburgers are never frozen.
That's true.
Fresh, never frozen.
So how would you boil? You can't boil.
No, apparently they just drop them in a big vat of water.
No,
just boil them up.
The grill must
they look nice and gray. Then they put it between two pieces of bread that we don't have.
That we don't have to find.
The grill must not be hot enough.
Can we talk about how good Wendy's used to be when they had the Super Bar?
Where's the beef?
Remember the Super Bar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who in the hell
Wendy's best tacos and bars.
Pasta, no, it had pasta.
So all you can eat salad and
tacos, everything.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
All right,
no,
well then,
they phased that out.
How about number? Ooh, I think I messed up. How about number three?
All right,
Wendy's. Is that what? Is that?
It's also
three?
Wendy's.
Wendy's on there twice.
Okay, Wendy's so damn good. It's on there twice.
And you didn't make it number one.
You can't just make up another sandwich place.
Hold on a second. I just said, ooh, I messed up. Y'all just jumped to conclusion.
Well, we knew that you
Well, and we were expecting.
We knew it was on there. It's not like you pulled it out of your ass somewhere. Right, we knew it was
number,
on the list.
Number three is? I'm good with Burger King.
Huh? Ooh.
The Flame Broil.
The Flame Broil.
Flame Broil. Tell me that's not kicking. You drive by there, and they have the smoke coming out of the chimney.
No, I know. It smells really good.
It does smell.
It does.
But I had a bad experience at Burger King recently.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, yeah?
I was craving a Whopper, and I went there to get the Whopper, the magnificent with the lettuce and the tomato, and it's this tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
what
I ordered was flat, smashed. Yeah. And I thought, okay, they gave me a sandwich without all the stuff on it. They just screwed up. I opened it up. All the stuff that was supposed to be on there was on it, and it was still.
You didn't see fingerprints, did you?
It looked more like a stain.
It looked like it'd been run over. It looked like a stain on Steve's
shirt. Please don't stop.
You know what I never miss at Burger King? The Hershey Sunday pie.
Oh, I never did it because I'm an athlete.
It's delicious.
But you can't beat the smell. You're right, though. You drive by a Burger King, you'll get hungry.
I don't like the smell of Burger King.
I like
the Whopper, but I don't like the smell, no.
Oh, I love it.
I love the smell.
It's a draw.
I'll drive past a Burger King just to smell it.
Number two.
Burger King used to
number
be my favorite restaurant.
See, now I wouldn't have picked number two.
Now
it's awful.
The only way I'll eat there is if they fly the Canadian flag over it instead of the American.
Because it's a Canadian company.
It's a Canadian company. Okay. I won't eat there again until they put that Canadian flag.
So Burger King is Canadian now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost all.
Oh,
wow.
If that's the case,
why don't you make that number four and move Wendy's up the list?
If that's the case, then I still don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat at Burger King regardless of what.
Maybe you'd like to pay more taxes than you should.
What if they put poutine
I just want a burger.
Poutine.
If they put poutine on the menu everywhere.
Yeah.
Would that be okay instead of just the Canadian flag?
Poutine.
Yes. Poutine.
I want that Canadian flag up there. They're a Canadian company. No American flag.
What number am I on right now?
One of the king's jewels was the Canadian flag on his crown.
I can shut them off.
I could.
Yeah. What number am I on? What number am
I on?
Two.
Number two. It says something, but I'm going to have to go with it. I'm going to just.
Oh, way to improv.
Yeah.
What would you have said at number four, hypothetically?
What would I say,
Wendy's.
Number four?
I would have said
Wendy's, okay?
Oh, so we're just switching it out. It's that easy. You're that easy.
Number two is Chuck E. Cheese. No.
What?
It's Chuck E. Cheese? No, you go in there to talk to the kids?
For a sandwich? Steak and Shake.
Oh, steak yeah. And shake. Steak and Shake is great.
Steak and Shake is the booty bomb.
And they have great menu price items, too.
Everything's made to order. You don't have to worry about anything sitting in a window.
So is Wendy's.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think Steak and Shake is better.
And if you go to Steak and Shake, you can get burgers that they serve grilled not on a bun, but on a piece of bread. Then they call it a melt.
Yeah, and you can get grilled onions on to Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
You can also get, like, more menu items than just burgers and
stuff. Yeah, it's true,
A pretty good menu.
I actually ate breakfast there once.
Yeah, they're a good breakfast. And they're open 24 hours, right?
Oh, they
or
are?
At least late.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, gosh, so that's a great, that's a good number two.
I think there's a couple
that's
that
a good number
they
two.
All are, but you might be right, though.
I think most of them are. I know the one by Plant High School.
But, I'm not going in there at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're going to sit there for 45 minutes just to get ordered on.
There's other people there?
Well, it's because you have, three or four people there, but you have basically.
If you had the choice of eating there or Taco Bell, which would you go to?
I'm going to that time.
Really?
That's not
supposed to mention other restaurants.
That's not a sandwich,
but it's not
though.
A sandwich place. That's why I mentioned it specifically. So.
All right, well, so now.
Unless it is.
I need a drum roll for my number one.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Clark's doing it.
Grunky. All right, so now my number five. I did a list of my top five favorites. I had Checkers, Wendy's, Burger King, Steak and Shake.
Uh-huh.
Number one, you guys got to give me this, McDonald's.
Well.
Mm-mm.
McDonald's is they're the creme of the creme.
Follow it.
Creme de la creme.
Arguably the most successful. But
yeah, they're successful.
You're asking what my preference would be, and they wouldn't make my top five of the fast food burger joints.
If I had to drive past three McDonald's to get to a Steak and Shake, I would do it.
I could eat a Big Mac right after Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
You know, that's how much
I used to until the price of the Big Mac went to $4.29 for a Big Mac.
And it's not that big.
You're right.
Big Mac. So you're mad at the price, not the sandwich itself. So let's say your parents were buying it. You're going on a summer vacation, then you see those golden arches.
You know what? I'm going to back off my opinion. I'd like McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'd get a Filet-O-Fish. Filet-O-Fish is my first choice.
Filet-O-Fish is awesome. And you know what? They have underrated coffee, too. Coffee's pretty good at McDonald's.
It is.
All right, Voice, you got something. McDonald's was my number one.
Millions of wholesome meals every day, McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, one of those words is probably not.
And they have billions and billions servers.
Well, you're not going to get sick eating there. I mean, you may die from it eventually, but
what?
You're not going to get poutine.
And it is a
poutine.
It is a cleansing experience every time.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah.
All right. So
what's up with the three different sizes of Big Macs now, though?
Yeah, I don't.
Just make one good Big Mac?
Yeah,
because Big Mac is the man,
but it's not that big.
Yeah, compared to
a Whopper's much bigger than a Big Mac.
Used to be.
Wait a minute. Now says the guy who just talked about the dinkiness of the new Whopper.
With fingerprints.
I remember when that Whopper used to be big.
Yeah.
How about
this? It's still bigger than the Big Mac.
Maybe you was a little kid and your hands were smaller.
No. The Whopper's smaller than it used to be.
A picnic plate, a paper plate, is still the same size.
Yeah.
And those things used to be the size of
They were big.
You know what I find amazing about McDonald's is how every single one of them, the food tastes exactly the same. At every McDonald's.
That's what's wonderful.
That's called quality
control. Down to the Coca-Cola and everything tastes exactly the same.
I went to a Wendy's in Venice, Italy, just because I just thought it was so absurd that there was a Wendy's in Venice, and it was awful. Didn't taste even
Oh, really? They didn't have quality control in Venice?
Oh no.
Maybe because
did they serve beer?
Too much oregano?
They did serve beer, so.
That's one of the cool things about fast food restaurants.
Yes, all right, Germany.
All right, so this has been a new topic that I wanted to train. It's called
fabulous.
It's called the top five insert words here.
So and it's my turn next week?
Next week, we're going to have Dr. Captain Clark. His top five, don't tell us what it is.
Sandwich shops.
And I want you guys on the Twitter line to also tell us what you think your top five is. So without further
ado, does that have to be a food item?
No, it could be your top five porn movies.
Oh, I don't want to do top five porn movies.
Okay, no, you don't have
to. That was an example.
He just told me that's what I had to do.
No. He said something like that.
Okay, your top five tires.
What? Oh, I don't want to do top five tires either.
I got my top five fingers.
Oh, this one? Followed by this one?
Yeah.
This one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, so
I wonder what's going to be number one now.
Bill Smuts.
This one.
You have the following week. You have give yeah, me your top
you
can do five.
Fingers. You have 2 weeks to come up with your top five tires.
For some reason, I think I'm going to be sick.
Top five illnesses.
All right, so you know what happens now?
You know what? If you get stuck and you forget to prepare, just do top five stains on Steve's shirt.
How about top five? Wait a minute. I might get a shot at this.
Yeah,
I'm going to save that one for me.
Say that one. Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm going to say
five
gravy.
Old West actors.
Wow.
That's his.
That was amazing.
That was his.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he stole your topic.
Top five radio shows from the
1940s. You don't want to use that one, do you?
And y'all wonder why we only won a Peabody.
For radio coolness.
So, all right, so I think it's time for Twinden.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's see what's Twinden.
Oh, okay.
And now it's time for that feature on the Spike on the Mic show where the best thing about it is the theme music. What's Twinden? All right, well, Twitter has blessed us with a fairly diverse list of things that are trending this week.
Oh,
so let's start with the number one.
All right.
Number one is Antonio Brown. Why is Antonio Brown trending? And if you don't know who he is, I'll
tell
you.
Did he just call?
No, that's not. I don't think so.
It's Anton Brown.
Start with A-N-O-A-N-T, right?
4 years, $68 million extension to become the richest or highest paid wide receiver in the history of the NFL.
That is 100% correct.
Wow.
No sense even going around the room.
Oh, I was like, who played for?
He plays for the Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, number 84.
How much?
Is he the one with the hair like a Trojan man?
Yeah.
How much?
He has an extension. He had 1 year remaining on his contract. They gave him 4 more years for $68 million.
That's a lot of money, isn't it, Steve, for a sportster?
Yeah. What is that per game?
Guy. 17
Steve hates sports. So.
I could drop a pass for that.
Yes.
He doesn't drop many.
He's but a very good receiver.
Can you catch?
But when he does, he better.
Can you catch 114 a year for that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Done.
You couldn't catch 14 in this room.
Yeah.
So
we tossed
no.
it across the table.
Wait a minute. You said for that. Right? Did you say for
I
that?
I did say for that okay. amount of money.
Yeah,
yes.
I could do that for that.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh for one.
Okay. Then. Yeah. Get rid of 14
Does
million.
Does he lose that much money now?
Cha-ching.
Yes, yes.
No throwing of beverages around the equipment, please.
Yes, please.
All right. Next thing that's trending on Twitter, SpaceX. Why is SpaceX trending? Steve?
It's kind of a current thing that's going on right now.
Way to stall.
Wow. Okay. That's your answer?
He's how he was doing his thumbs.
The people are really interested in it.
I wish we had just skipped him. Spike, why is SpaceX trending right now?
Was that the stuff they spray on your windshield so when it's raining?
It is not. And let's move to PW.
Didn't they just recently move up what their first manned mission is going to be?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Go, Paul, go. Keep going.
I would say, last week they successfully had a re-landing at Cape Canaveral, but I don't know if that would be why it'd be trending today.
It is not. The reason it's trending today is because Elon Musk, the famous entrepreneur, announced that SpaceX is taking two private paying citizens on a tour around the moon next year.
Damn.
It's going to be like rich tourists are going
to... Is happening?
It's going to happen, yeah. It will happen. Two individuals have paid for a private mission around the moon sometime in 2018.
Will that ever be disclosed how much they paid?
You know what? I don't see that
here
in the story.
Here is the best joke.
But what's wrong with that?
Here's the best joke ever. Ever. Ever.
Okay.
Is one of them Alice?
Who's Alice?
To the moon.
Oh,
yeah. God.
I like
it. Is the best joke ever.
Ever.
If you're in your 60s. Yeah.
I was going to say if you're north, if you were born before 1970.
Local comic Matt Fernandez says on Twitter, SpaceX is going to send rich people to the moon. I say, why stop there? Let's send them to the sun.
That would be.
But they go at night.
Yeah, they go at night.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Sun is cooler at night.
Yeah. Hashtag National Strawberry Day. Did we know that there's such a thing as National Strawberry Day? We should, because why?
It's
Plant City is the strawberry capital of the world.
And what's happening right now?
The Strawberry Festival starts Thursday.
They just had a fair down the street.
Yeah, that's how they always do it.
And it starts
ten days
after that.
Are you guys?
No, he just knows stuff.
I used to do a lot of stuff at the Strawberry Festival.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
He announces where the bromeliads are going to be at the Strawberry Festival.
There you go.
You had to
be here.
Right
next to the Chipotle.
You had to be here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so that's great.
That's deep cool. Deep-fried Twinkie.
That's cool. Yes.
You know who else is twinning?
Is that today Strawberry Day or tomorrow?
Today is National Strawberry Day.
Oh.
You know what? On your way home, stop at the store, get some strawberries, and enjoy them.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
No, put them with some ice cream.
Even better, you bring them home to Alice, and then you say, oh, what did you get me for Strawberry Day?
Yeah, make her feel bad.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous.
Oh, good idea. Throw them in your blender with some bananas, make a nice smoothie for yourself.
And that's until, of course, she actually whips it out and says, oh, I got you this. And now you're like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here comes a call.
I love our
this
callers.
This is a shortcake, Steve.
This
you.
Is a caller-driven show. So, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hung up.
Unstuck.
Should we do
now
another?
You know exactly how he's stuck.
Yes.
Yes. Another.
One more twender?
Yes.
Okay. Why is George W. Bush twending?
Oh, I know why.
He spoke out against Donald Trump today.
Steve nails it.
Yes.
Did he speak out against him, or did he just kind of with reserve?
Oh, he totally spoke out totally against him. He said that the press is actually a good thing.
It's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power.
Yes.
If he's not talking about Donald Trump, I don't know who he's talking about.
He actually thinks that the press is good.
Yes.
Yeah. News.
And this was a guy that was roasted by the press.
Populist is a good thing.
And he was roasted for 8 years solid by the press, if we'll remember. They were not exactly kind to him.
Checks and balances.
So, you know, there's that.
The press actually should exist.
And I got
one
more.
One more.
One more, as for some people who are maybe more inclined to like this than others. Why is Tim Tebow twending?
Oh.
Mike, you go.
I just like him.
he's joined the satanic religion.
Well, that's not happened.
No.
Good.
What are you doing?
That would be newsworthy.
It would. They'd be talking
Anybody want to guess why Tim Tebow's twending?
Oh, he's...
Because Spike likes him?
That's not it.
He's playing baseball and he don't give a damn what everybody else say?
That's correct. It's spring training has begun and Tim Tebow is trying to make it as a member of the New York Mets.
Nice.
That's why.
And
I hope he makes it.
Wait, hold on a second. That,
you know, by
that's
all reports,
it?
He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
He's not embarrassing himself. Yeah, no, he's
I
doing
hope
pretty
he
well.
Breaks Babe Ruth's record.
Which one?
Wow.
For home runs.
Okay, he doesn't hold that record.
Doesn't hold the record anymore.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't want him to...
You just wanted to break Babe Ruth's number.
Yeah his
not
record.
He doesn't have the record.
Now, well, I mean, but his highest number.
Now, before I say...
I don't want him to break the record.
Before I say he's doing really well, I should point out that he's 29 and he hit 192 in Instructional League, so maybe not that well, but good luck to him. Hope he makes it.
He's probably batting 194 this spring.
I think Tebow needs to make the bigs so that the bigs will be watchable.
Would you become more of a Mets fan if he
was? Oh, yes, orange and blue.
He's wearing orange and blue still.
Maybe
he would actually buy a number 15 orange and blue jersey.
That may not be true. I would.
What number is he wearing in spring training?
15.
Oh, he's wearing 15.
Yeah.
Like George Foster did.
Who?
You don't remember George Foster?
George Foster's
is he
tall? Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, he's tall. Sounds he had a lot of home runs.
Very tall.
Hit 52 home runs for the Reds.
He's deep and tall.
Anyway, that's what's twending, so goodbye.
Wait a minute. Deep and tall?
Yeah. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Because there are people that are just learning what tall is.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to baby steps. I don't want them running through the streets calling everybody deep and tall. Deep and tall. Oh, damn. That was great. That was great option
on
thanks. What's twending, right?
Yeah, I thought we had a nice mix of topics and backgrounds.
Yeah, so I guess.
Not horrible.
I'm surprised La La Man or Land or whatever in Moonlight weren't.
You know, they're not. I looked on the list. They're not. Nothing on the Oscars is twending. I thought it was a pretty big botch job on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. You talking about the Oscars?
Yeah.
Oscars.
You heard what happened, right?
No. Explain.
They announced the wrong movie as the winner for Best Picture.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was down to.
Explain how that happens. So there were two people on stage, and they said
they opened the envelope.
The winner for what?
For Best Picture is the big award, the one they do at the very end of the show. And they announced La La Land.
La La Land.
And it was actually supposed to be Moonlight.
Everybody went up on stage. Everybody from La La Land.
Oh, yes. And they started. There was a third person was actually giving his acceptance speech.
And then what happened? Did somebody come running out and say, whoa, 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 whoa? Somebody who knew what was in the envelope?
There was a guy in the background with the headphones on. And
had a black T-shirt.
And he comes running out and he grabs one of the producers and he's showing them. And there's a little discussion going on while this other guy's going, I want to thank my mama. And
so somebody, the wrong people ran on the stage?
Yeah, yeah, the,
yeah, the
people
wrong
from
people,
the wrong
yeah.
movie.
Totally on the stage.
Oh, but by not because, I mean, they thought they were supposed to be up there.
Yeah, they thought they won.
How do they even make a card with the wrong movie's name
on it? You just make two cards
you just make one with the right answer.
I can tell you exactly how it happened.
Okay.
Yes.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
They do make two envelopes, two cards.
Why?
Price Waterhouse.
Yeah.
And the Price Waterhouse representative stands on either side of the stage so that if a presenter comes on, either one of them can hand them the appropriate card.
Oh, on either side of the stage.
But why
don't
make
they have
one
the
with
same
the
answer?
Wrong? Yeah, why wouldn't they both have the right
wait,
answer?
Wait a moment.
I am waiting.
You're getting way ahead. You're getting ahead.
Okay.
What actually happened was the Price Waterhouse guy handed Warren Beatty the envelope. Warren Beatty comes out on the stage with the...
You know it's called Beatty.
Faye Dunaway.
Beatty. Faye Dunaway, thank you. And they do the normal little stuff. They read the nominees and all that. And then he tears open the envelope and looks at it and goes...
This ain't right.
No, how can he know it's not right?
Right.
He goes... Well, he goes...
He didn't say anything. Now, why is he getting the bad rap?
At first he goes... the winner is
Does this
Best
like?
Picture, and the audience is like laughing because they think he's doing something.
He's doing the dramatic pause.
And Faye Dunaway,
he
goes, it to her. "Oh, you're impossible!
Oh, you
and,
poop!"
And so he turns it to her so that she can see what's wrong with the card.
How does? Oh,
which is what?
Right, wait! To see what's wrong with the card,
she
turns it, and the first thing she sees. Is La La Land. She goes, La La Land. And then the music plays and the guy.
Right, runs. I get all that.
All right, here's the problem. What was handed to him was an old card for Best Actress.
Yeah, it said Emma Stone.
Why?
La La Land, Best Actress.
It was an error.
Can I just want to ask, this wasn't part of the show. Yeah. So when that dude said, Beatty said Best Picture, that was the award they were giving out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was in.
So
they had already announced Emma Stone as a winner earlier.
No, so when he opened up the card, did it not say Best Picture? It said Best something else?
It said Emma Stone, Best Actress, or La La Land, Best Actress.
So he knew that was wrong, but didn't know what to do.
So he opened the card, it said Best Actress.
Right.
At the bottom,
And he was saying, I'm doing Best Picture.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And he was like, okay.
But he didn't say anything. It was Faye Dunaway that that blurted out the
He was just trying to show her that it was wrong.
I heard somebody say that Warren Beatty should have just taken the card, gone backstage.
Yes.
Checked with some people.
Now, wait a second,
during
though.
A live production.
Wait a second. Yeah. Here's the thing, you know.
During a live production.
How many?
And, you know.
How many awards are?
It was right or not.
I know they do a lot off screen. Before the show, it's like probably 20 awards.
Sure.
And then the show consists of what? 25, 30 awards maybe?
I think it's 24.
24. So they've been doing this for 50 years. So at 24, 50, we're already talking there's 1,200 awards.
Yeah, one mistake in 2,400, and that's not that.
Yeah, but
I mean, why would anyone think that Warren Beatty should actually, at this point, he should do something more than he did other than... I'm not announcing this because it's wrong.
Nobody
but then
should.
Faye Dunaway does. Why is Warren Beatty getting a bad
Here's
rap?
My question,
he
though.
Getting a bad rap?
Nobody
he,
should.
He shouldn't.
There's supposed
he
to be one envelope with a winner for every award.
Right.
Why is there an extra envelope with Emma Stone's
because
name
like
in
I
it?
Because, like I said,
he just said
it starts out with two sets.
Because if what happens if they're carrying it out?
Okay, so why isn't it some intern's job to say, okay, we did this one and put it in a pile so it doesn't get grabbed?
On both sides of the stage. They should have two on both sides of the stage.
Like, oh, these are the old ones. We don't need anymore.
Oh, like interns don't have to go to the bathroom?
But I think you have to have two because what happens, like, if you're walking on an elevator and you were to drop your keys down the
No, I get that. I get that.
You got to have the second one.
But I don't understand why it was available to grab the wrong, especially when there's only one left.
Oh, we're not saying that there's a good excuse for this.
Here's me.
You know what it was?
Best picture. I put one card in there. Oh, we'll make a copy and put it on the other side. Fine. That's it.
I think I know what the issue was. I think it was Dustin Hoffman who was back there handing the card. He goes, thanks for Ishtar, bitch. And he handed it to him.
It could be.
I don't know. I'm with
that was a
Clark.
A long.
It just seems like a real. I know things happen, but that seems like a really preventable error.
Because it seems like the whoever got the award before this one, they should just took all those awards. Those aren't in play anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we're doing.
We all
now
think
doing,
we could have done it right.
Now if I was in the NBA, I'd dunk every time.
You know, well, I have to apologize. But because I had Wendy's twice.
Here's a real simple question. Why don't they, on the front of the winning envelope, just write best picture?
Yeah.
And that's all they had to do on the front.
Well, because I'll answer that one.
There's a reason for that.
No, actually, it said
best actress on the outside of the envelope.
Fair enough. Because I've seen a still picture of him just standing there when they're first talking, and you can see in gold, best actress. Right. Written.
Here's what I think happened. I think Emma Stone's backstage, like, check this out. I'm going to put my name in the best picture. I'm doing it. I don't even care. I'm doing it. And everybody was like, Emma, you're crazy. Don't do that. She's like, I'm doing it.
And the winner of the best picture is Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She comes out and gets the award, she takes it and gets in a running car and drives away.
Price Waterhouse has sort of blamed itself and said there's going to be a full investigation.
Oh, there's going to be heads going to roll.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we were talking about when we heard Wendy's number four.
Yes,
it seemed awkward last night, but I'm thinking in retrospect, best prank Jimmy Kimmel ever played.
Oh, I guarantee people who watch that show. That they stay tuned for that award. That's the big award.
Oh, sure. That's the 100-yard dash in the Olympics.
Yeah, if you botch Best Supporting Actor 3 hours earlier in the show, nobody's going to care.
This was the best movie, right?
Best movie.
Best picture.
This was the 100-yard dash.
Yeah. This was the
The win. The big winner.
This was the big finish at the fireworks show.
And, you know, what made it worse is the real winner was a tall movie.
It was a tall movie.
All right, so what happened? They said La La Bula, whatever it's called.
Well, it's La La Land, which is easier than saying La La Bula.
Okay, right. La La Land. Uh-huh. All the La La people ran on stage, right?
We won. We're the best picture.
And then what happened after that? Did somebody say,
Some guy came out from the back and said,
Keep going.
Well, I described that earlier. A guy wearing a headset came running out, and he grabbed one of the people, and he's showing them
the real card.
And the guy he's showing it to was one of the producers of La La Land. And he walked up to the mic and said,
there's been a
mistake. We didn't win. Moonlight, you won. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. You won.
And the
whole audience is like, right?
He's playing a joke on the tall people.
Right, yeah.
And then Moonlight people went up there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was like, both shows up there?
Gigantic.
There was a guy giving his own.
The moment had passed, though. You know, it's kind of like,
credits, right?
There was a guy there giving his own speech at the time.
Yes.
And he says, oh, by the way, you just got knocked off your wife's shoulders.
Yeah.
We didn't win.
Yeah, stop with the speech.
He's giving the speech.
All right, I got to bring
in front of the microphone. The guy had said he was standing on his wife's shoulders.
Oh.
And the guy said, by the way, you just got knocked off your wife's shoulders. We didn't win.
All right, so we got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Spike on the Mic show.
We do.
PW, what happened to you tonight?
I just had a wonderful time. I think the whole show should be about Steve.
Smots, what happened to you?
I learned that, we could talk for an hour on the stains on Steve's shirt.
Dr. Kevin Clark, what happened to you tonight?
I learned that Steve has stains on his shirt.
Okay. I'm going to bring my shirts. I'm going to bring 10 of them next week.
Hey,
and just put them on display as a works of art.
You have 10?
I was supposed to ask.
Because we've only seen with two.
Yes.
I've got. They're all stained.
I was supposed to ask you what happened to you.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Yeah, okay. I like that better. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out to guests 9685 Lake City, PWs. I think that might be you. We got Eddie and somebody said, wow, the chat board is lighting up tonight. I can't keep up. And it was like two people out. But that's okay. We love you guys for playing. This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we out. One.